Hello everybody, welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're delighted to be back in the 1908 with manager Lee Grant. Lee, it's a big week for the football club, two important games, Manchester City and Exeter away. We'll start with the City game, not a long turnaround from the weekend. How's the team looking? Any team news you can share with us at this point?
Yeah, we're okay. So Ruben, thankfully, no concussion and a nasty cut to his forehead, which we obviously have to take care of and we'll need to protect and look at solutions for him over the next week or so in terms of mask, no mask, mm-hmm. and a slightly crooked nose as things stand currently, which hopefully he'll have fixed at some point in the next 24 hours. But as I say, thankfully no concussion there, so he's in a good place. Unfortunately, we've lost Herbie. And Herbie's seeing a specialist today in London, and it looks as though we're going to be without Herbie for a good while now. So you know, that's a real disappointment for Herbie personally, of course, for his teammates and for us, because he's been in a fantastic place. We've seen across pre-season and the nine league games so far what an important part of what we're trying to do he's been. So a shame for him, but. He can concentrate on his recovery now, and we look forward to having him back sooner rather than later.
And that's a groin issue for Herbie.
It is, yeah, and a real shame because, as I said, I think we'll be without him for a significant period. So, look, that's what we have a good squad for, and we'll move on.
Perfect. It'll be a shame for him, especially this week. I imagine he'd won a few that would have wanted to test himself against Manchester City. But what's the mood down at Canal Side? How's the conversations going? Because I know you guys will have wanted to park any talk about this fixture up until this week, with other things obviously taking precedent beforehand. But now that it's here, now that it's 48, 72 hours away, is there more excitement building? Is it more anticipation of testing yourselves? Just give us a window into the mood down at training ground.
Yeah, well, I think even this morning, you know, it's important that the guys have come in and been ready to digest the weekend and take the time to really get our ducks in a row when it comes to what's really important for us at this point, which is being really clear about Burton Albion and being really clear about Exeter going forward. But then, that being said, we've had the opportunity now, having done all of that work this morning, to put some focus and energy into what's undoubtedly a really special and exciting week for the players themselves, but of course the football club in the wider lens as well. And you can't but help but notice the energy and the excitement from the players around it. And what a wonderful challenge, you know, it is ahead of us. So we're ready for it. We're excited about it. And as I said, a chance now to really dial into the detail of what will help us and give us an opportunity to maybe have another special night.
Does your preparation change at all, or does it remain the same? How do you go about this? Obviously, we've heard you speaking to the press, and you rightly saying there's concessions you've got to make when you play a team as good as Manchester City. But in terms of the work we're doing ahead of it, is that fairly similar to what it would be against any other club?
Yeah, look, in terms of process, we don't have to change loads of that because we think we have good process. We think we give the players always, regardless of opposition, an opportunity to know what they're going to face and to have clear heads going into a fixture and to have enough energy and organisation to give themselves a chance in the game. So that remains the same as it always will be. But of course, you know, in terms of the game itself, it's unique. We're up against an opposition that are different to the one we will have faced the week before and the week after. So you have to treat the game accordingly. From a tactical perspective, it's probably not a game dynamic that we're going to be faced with all too often. But again, what a great opportunity. What a great challenge for, you know, not just the players, but also for myself and the coaching staff.
Speaking of yourself and the coaching staff, it'll be the opposite dugout to Pep Guardiola, which is, you know, one of the most decorated, one of the best to ever do it. I'm not saying that's a a factor in your thinking at all, but naturally as a person, as a fan of football, as somebody who's followed the game the way you have, that'll be an occasion for yourself as well.
Yeah, well, look, he's a manager whose impact is so far reaching on the game that it's you have to, it's significant, isn't it? It's not you're not just up against somebody that you're perhaps going to be, you know, have two or three opportunities this season to coach against, or somebody that you've coached against 10 times, or you know, put sides up against on many, many occasions. This is for where I am in my journey, and for where the players are on their journeys, and for where the football club is in its recent history as well. This is, you know, a club and a manager that we've not had loads and loads of opportunities to pit our wits against. So it's so exciting from that standpoint. As I say, his impact is probably immeasurable in my view, in terms of what has filtered down through his ideas, his coaching, into other Premier League sides, into the EFL. You know, I don't doubt that into most Sunday league teams and up and down the park pitches and school playgrounds across this country as well, because I do believe that some of his ideas, some of his approach to the game, the way he's adapted things tactically over the last decade, has really been one of the key, you know, the key stories of the Premier League over the last, as I say, over the last decade. So that's incredibly exciting for me and certainly for the players. So, you know, we're looking forward to that for sure.
The last thing I wanted to ask you is just about the occasion. You mentioned how it is for the club as a whole. This place we're sat in now will be full. It'll be buzzing. The stadium will be, we know the queues that have been at the ticket office. It's a nice symbol of the progress the lads have made against two tough oppositions to this point. It's a good reward for that work.
Yeah, and we can't look beyond that. We really can't, because look, anybody, you know, 6 weeks ago saying that we're gonna move forward past one of the best teams in the Championship, recently relegated from the Premier League, then we're also going to move past a Premier League side full of wonderful talent away from home, and then we're going to have an opportunity to face one of the best sides in the world, let alone in England and the Premier League. So, like, I think everybody would have been probably laughed at you a little bit, but also would have been super excited about an opportunity like that. So that's where we are right now. And that's, as you say, Raj, you can't look past that. You can't look past the work, the endeavour that's gone into getting us to this point from the players. What's special about that is that's come through the whole squad, from, you know, young guys, academy guys, making their way in the game themselves. Some of them making debuts, some of them scoring first goals and having big moments. You know, the list goes on when it comes to that. So, look, that's, again, really, really exciting, not to be forgotten in all of this, and certainly should go towards making everybody feel like I'm really looking forward to this occasion. It's certainly one to enjoy and savour.
Perfectly. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thanks very much.
We've still got a few tickets for Wednesday evening if you've got a previous purchase history with the club, so feel free to join us at the ticket office or online, and we'll be back with Alfie May shortly. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by forward Alfie May. Alfie, I just want to pick your brains about the season so far and the game on Wednesday as well. Just, I know the last couple of games haven't gone the way we wanted them to. What's the mood like in camp at the minute?
Yeah, we're trying to obviously stay positive, and that's all we can do at this moment of time. I don't think it's been a bad start.
Yeah.
You see a lot of people online on social medias having their rants, and listen, that's what they're there to do. And yeah, we just know that we stick together. We got an unbelievable squad. The staff are superb. They support us well. And down to the details, when we're going into games, it's all there. It's all down to the lads who start the game and finish the game. But yeah, it's the Burton game is an example where we've drew a game where we was on top most of the game, we've had our chances and they've defended for their lives and they'd probably needed that. I think you see the celebrations from them boys, they were buzzing for a point and we're disappointed with a point, but hey, we go to the next game and try and win that.
It's an interesting one for you as well, because we've talked in the past about the fact that this is a second stab at getting you here. Last year when you did go elsewhere, that went really well for you, but that season even then at Birmingham, you didn't start the season flying. It was a little bit of a slow build and fairly similar to what we're doing right now in terms of it took a little bit of time for things to click, and then when they did, you obviously went and did what you did.
Yeah, it's a new squad. It was a new squad at Birmingham and it's a new squad here. The gaffer's brought in how many faces here and you've got to all try and bond together. It's not as easy as just click of the fingers and it works. And listen, we at Birmingham last year, we lost to Cholton, Shrewsbury and Bolton, and look at Shrewsbury, they got relegated, but the game they turned up against us was exceptional. They were unbelievable. They beat us fair and square, and
yeah,
you look at that and I think it's a prime example that anyone in this league is beatable, and this league is so up and down. One game you can go and win 5-6-0 or whatever, and next game you play bottom of the league and they beat you. It's just keeping together, sticking together and taking game by game, and eventually the quality will shine out.
One of the things that has obviously gone really well to plan so far is our run in the cup. A couple of teams we've played in higher leagues and us, and we've turned them both over on penalties. It doesn't come much harder than Man City though. What's the talk been like? Because I know you guys have tried to keep a lid on it up until this week with other games ahead of it, but now that is the next game, how are the lads treating it? What's the talk like? Is it just excitement?
It's excitement for a club overall. Being in cup competitions, I think, for me personally, is important. I think it's important for the football club itself, the money that it brings in, and why not try and win them? Like, I think that's that sort of the philosophy that the manager at Birmingham had last year. Is like every cup competition you play, try and win them, try and win the cups. Like, and listen, we know we're not going to win the FA Cup or the Carabao, but you're in them, so try and win them. Coming up against one of the best teams in the world on Wednesday night it's a good feeling. Around the camp there's a few jokes and what team they're going to play and things like that, but yeah, it's another football game. It's 11v11 and yeah, they're, we know they're tactically probably, in terms of ability, like they're world-class players. They're playing at a world-class level. We turn up and compete and try and win the game.
It's not the first time you've come up against them in recent years, and you did all right the last time as well. Does that give you a bit of confidence having scored against these lot before?
Yeah, it was a weird one, but it was in COVID as well when I last played them, and obviously I scored the opening goal, 59th, 60th minute I think it was. It was a surreal moment when it hit the back of the net, and you look around and you think, have I just scored? And then the knee slide, and they had to bring a lot of money on the pitch at the time. I think they got back into the game about the 81st minute, and then the quality that they had, that they brought on, was just unstoppable, and they beat us 3-1 in the end. It was, like I say, it was an unbelievable feeling, but it was a shame that, it's weird to say it, that we didn't beat Man City, because we was in such a great position, but
yeah,
they had the quality on the bench that they could just throw on and change the game.
Obviously it's not an overnight thing or something that's going to happen tomorrow, but these sorts of nights, these sorts of occasions gives us a taste, an example of eventually where we want to try and get to regular as a football club as well, because we've done it before, we've been there before. It's a nice reminder of the type of occasion you can have when things work out and you go on a bit of a run that you want to do.
Yeah, it's special for players and staff and the fans to have nights like this. It is special, and you got to grab it with both hands. You want to learn from them as well. They're, like I say, a world-class team, world-class players, world-class manager. So you want to learn from games like this, and playing the best is the only way to sort of make yourself better. And yeah, you look at how many people are going to turn up to watch this game, how many people are going to watch it on TV. It's a game that you're keeping an eye out, and it'll be hopefully a special night for us that we can turn up and beat them. Why not?
Fingers crossed, Alfie. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. We'll see you all guys on Wednesday night against Manchester City.